We just went south of Illinois, so Kentucky is to my left and Missouri to my right.
Got it. So where did you spend the night last night?
Last night we slept in just south of Cairo, Illinois, at the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers.
Okay. Anything special go on there?
We received another food shipment, and otherwise we arrived just as the sun was setting, and it got really windy last night as we were sleeping underneath a little shelter.
Somebody teased me about how much we talk about food when we have our conversations, but but that's pretty much it. Food, paddling, and meeting interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you guys figuring out how many pounds you're eating over the trip?
We think that when we have our maximum amount of food, it's probably around 300 pounds in the boats.
Per paddle, sort of, per day.
No, probably when we have a full supply of food, when we resupply our food, it probably amounts to 300 pounds total, I would guess, for 2 weeks worth.
Gotcha. Is it a little windy out there, or it's just the difference of talking to you while paddling is going on around you?
Yeah, we have a headwind today, but the current is still flowing pretty quickly. And now with the Ohio River, we're hoping that the current will flow a little faster than it has been before. And there's some white caps off in the distance, but it's not too windy.
Now, did you stop in St. Genevieve? Is that how it's pronounced?
We stopped just for lunch in Chester, Illinois, which I believe is close to St. Genevieve. But it was a quick lunch stop.
You seem to be starting to run into French names, at least that I see on the map.
Yeah, we stayed in Cape Girardeau a few nights ago on the Missouri side.
Cool. Now, you were in St. Louis when, and is that where you stayed with Big Muddy Mike?
Correct. Yeah, we spent Halloween night and another night in St. Louis at Big Muddy Mike's house.
So tell us about Big Muddy Mike.
Big Muddy Mike is one of the river angels of the Mississippi River, and he has paddled it from headwaters to the Gulf a couple of times. And he has a goal of making the river similar to the Appalachian Trail so that it's very accessible to paddlers, and he wants to promote it as a safe river to paddle and make sure people know who to contact along the way. And so he's well connected with other big names along the river. Another person we'll meet in the state of Mississippi is John Ruskey. And he has our last food drop and a crew of people that are paddling during the whole month of November that we might meet up with. But it was great to stay at Big Muddy Mike's house. He's built his own canoes, Voyager canoes that are pretty big. And we were able to dry out our gear in his garage, and he is in the process of making his place into a paddle-in and paddle-out for bikers and paddlers along the Mississippi River and the Great River Road. And so we were sort of some guinea pigs to test out his new quarters for these people to stay in the near future.
Very cool. So does Big Muddy Mike have a last name?
Yes, Michael Clark. Rhymes with park.
Ah. Thank you. So you used the term angel. Is that an official term, or that's your definition of the guy?
He calls himself a river angel.
And does he have other qualities of an angel, or the aspiration simply to make the Mississippi as accessible as possible?
Yeah, he guides a lot of trips and in his Voyager canoes that he has built and outfits. So he is part of the St. Louis Canoe and Kayak Club, and he came out with another member of that club to paddle with us into the city. And he's all things Mississippi.
Yeah, very cool.
Every single morning he paddles across the river right from his house, which is near the river, and has coffee across the way on a little sand island.
For those of us who don't know about Voyager canoes, these are big canoes that carry, what, at least a dozen people or more?
Yeah, they can carry up to, I'd say, 30 people or so.
Whoa.
I've never paddled one myself, but they used to be used a long time ago in the fur trade, and they were typically made out of birch bark. And they sometimes sit two people abreast, and you just paddle on one side, and there's bench seating of the canoe. And I'm not really sure how big they can be, but they're very long.
So you're required to sing at in full blast French voyageur tunes when you're paddling,
yes.
Right? I suppose you don't want to sing one.
There is a song called The Life of a Voyageur.
It goes on for quite a long time, though, I think.
What do you think?
It has lots of verses, as I recall.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Now, we're spending a lot of time on Mike today instead of food, but did he take you through some rapids?
No, we pulled off the river just shy of the Cliff Rocks, which is right outside of the northern part of St. Louis. And it's a natural waterfall that has also had some man-made features added to it. And there were some old brick towers that used to collect water to be used for drinking water. I don't think they're used anymore today. But we ended up not paddling through those rapids with Big Money Mike. And instead, when we arrived to those rapids, it was really rainy, and we pulled off the river to head to shore and to his house.
So the last time we talked was, a week ago. And so what are your thoughts? What are your images of the river from that point until now? How are things looking, feeling? Are you seeing different wildlife, more or less of it?
Yeah, so we don't have any more dams or locks to go through. South of St. Louis, the river is wide enough and deep enough for the barge traffic to travel through. And so they don't have to stop the water to make it deep enough like they do on the upper Mississippi. So we're now on the lower Mississippi, and there are less than 950 miles to go. And the river is wider. The current is significantly faster. We could tell right away. Before, we were averaging around 25 or 30 miles a day, and now we're up to about 40 or 45 miles a day. Yesterday, we went 53 miles.
53?
Yeah, 53.
So you have to keep your paddles up with the river now.
Yeah.
You're mostly just steering and letting it flow. Isn't that amazing? Is that that must be just a whole different feeling.
It is. There's a lot of horseshoe-shaped dams that we see. So the piles of rock in the shape of a horseshoe, and several wing dams they used to be underwater in the first part of the river, but now we see them above water more frequently. And so those create really big eddies, which is where the current of the river flows upstream. It's a nice, calm spot of the river. But we avoid those so that we can just stay in the current near the barge channel where the barges travel.
You also want to avoid them so you don't crash.
Yeah.
No crashes, right?
Nope. We have been close to hitting the buoys because the current is so strong. You can tell that the flow is going faster just by watching the buoys and the water crash around it.
Wow. Now, are there other stops or other elements you want to talk about in the last week? Anything on your list?
We had an interesting lunch stop a few days ago. We were paddling just north of where the Illinois River flows into the Mississippi. And we were looking for a place to stop for lunch because it was about that time of the day. And two guys were waving to us. We could tell they were looking at us in binoculars. And so we waved back and said hello. And the first thing they said in response was, "You want some grilled cheese?" And we all looked at each other and paused for a second and said, "Yeah." And so we turned our boats towards shore. And one of them was a masonry worker, and they had just finished building a outdoor fire pit. And it was the first time they were using it. So we got to celebrate the first use of this nice fire pit with Stu and Doug. And they fed us some grilled cheese for lunch.
Very cool.
That was great.
Very cool. Any interesting anecdotes from them about river life or, perspective about what you guys are doing?
I asked the masonry guy, Doug, about the landscape business because we've seen a lot of steep riverbanks where houses have chosen different types of erosion material for landscaping. And he said that it's a big business along the river because of the muddy banks. But otherwise, Stu, the homeowner, was another guy who loves to fish and hunt, and he's been living on the river in that house just for about the last 15 years or so.
So what kind of, or does it really vary? What kind of buildings, homes are you finding along the river now?
It's way more remote, so it's not very residential in this area where we are now. But we see a lot of houses on stilts and right next to the river, really close. And we haven't seen any floating boathouse communities like we did near Winona. Yeah, right now I think we'll have fewer and fewer towns as we get further south.
Now, yesterday, Tuesday, you met a bug at lunch.
Yeah.
Do you know what it was, or are you leaving that up to your students who are checking your blogs to identify it?
We don't know what it was, and we are hoping that someone will leave us a comment and do some research and help us figure out what it is.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Did he or she land on somebody's jacket?
Yeah, the bug landed on Sammy's jacket and climbed up to her armpit. And we don't think it had a stinger, but we wanted to figure out what it was, so we put it up on our blog.
So how would you describe that bug? It was pretty attractive, I thought.
Yeah, it was big. It had a little shell and pretty big wings, nice golden amber color.
That was around Chester, Illinois, huh?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me if there's something else you want to touch on. Did you have a top-of-the-list topic?
Yeah. The day after I talked to you last week, we pushed about 45 miles to get to the Living Lands and Waters Barge, which is a barge that was started by a man named Greg about 10 or 12 years ago, and there are four barges, and one of them is a living quarters, and the other three house trash that the barge collects up and down the Mississippi River, and they're an educational nonprofit that takes student groups out and volunteers to help clean up the river. So we got to stay on that barge one night, and it was parked right by Lock and Dam number 26, I believe. And at Lock and Dam, there's a really nice museum called the National Great Rivers Museum that is owned by the Army Corps of Engineers. So we toured that museum and got to learn more about another aspect of the Corps that we were all very unaware of. And the people that we talked to do a lot of educational outreach and are working on building what's called a water trail. So like a hiking trail, but instead of hiking, you paddle this trail. And so there are campgrounds that the Corps sets up and lots of signage for people to paddle safely on a stretch of the river just north of St. Louis in a town called Alton, Illinois.
Living Lands and Waters group came up last week because I think that they used one of their barges, or they donated it for the barge bash that some of your group went to, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
A few people had been on the barge just a few days before for this special event they were hosting.
So he started with one barge, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure where a lot of the trash goes. I do know that the tires that they pick up, Goodyear tires, will take a lot of them off their hands and recycle them. Otherwise, I'm not quite sure where all that trash goes. But they have a big cage, a fenced-in area on one barge that has a bunch of unsorted trash. And I guess in terms of decoration, we saw that they hung up a bunch of dolls that they had found in the river on one of those
Okay.
fences.
So maybe that's an image I saw on their website, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty fascinating group. Had you known about that group before you started in?
I had never heard of that group beforehand, but Greg is another big name on the river, and he does a lot of work with John Ruski in Mississippi and Big Money Mike in St. Louis to gather people and get them out on the river for different purposes, whether it's paddling a Voyager boat or collecting trash and learning about the Mississippi River through the trash that they collect.
Has the Coast Guard been back in touch with you?
They have not.
I guess they trust your
boat, but we just said hello and that was it.
So they trust your capabilities, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, Martha, what's coming up in the next couple days?
We are about 200 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. And if we go a little over 50 miles a day, we should be there in about 4 days. And otherwise, we don't have any other major rivers that will flow in. We just passed the Ohio, which is the last big one. And the river is becoming much more windy, so we'll be paddling north, south, east, and west most days as it meanders towards the Gulf.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I know you had the excitement not too long ago of that school group that met you in Montrose, right? Any more groups coming in that you know of?
We don't have any lined up to meet in person, but there's a school in Minneapolis that had a Mississippi River Day last Friday. And so a few of our paddlers Skyped with them from Big Muddy Mike's house and answered a bunch of questions and showed them our boats and gear in the yard. And then we also, they asked us a series of questions about our trip, about what food we eat and what's the funniest thing that's happened. And we divided up into pairs and made short video clips to respond to their questions. And we will be posting those videos to the blog as soon as we have good weather and internet connection to do that.
So that's continued to be spotty.
Yeah, we really need outlets to plug in our computer and be able to upload all of our footage. So it doesn't happen every single day, but whenever we get an opportunity to do it, we seize it.
Your mission aside, the educational aspect, it is neat that you can still be out there and not have access. I mean, that's part of what the nature of your love of the river and exploring is, isn't it?
Yeah, we're able to keep up a little bit with our cell phones that have service most of the way downstream, so we can do a little bit of blogging from those, but otherwise we need the computer to do most of it.
It's probably time to let you get back to duffing it. Are you going to be journaling or drawing or anything, or do you just keep everyone's spirits high?
I would journal and write some letters, but it's still rainy and pretty wet outside. But if the sun peeks out, I'll take my journal out.
Okay. Well, I will we'll be in touch next week.
Okay, sounds
so
good, Susan.
Still on course for the arrival time, huh?
Yes.
In fact, it's probably looking more promising now that you're zooming along at, 50 miles a day plus.
Yeah, it's going by pretty fast.
Right. Well, enjoy, and thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, too. Bye.
Take care.